Through Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So John described Jesus, the one through whom creation is formed, who this night enters fully into the life of what he has made, becoming a human being, even a child. As the astronauts flew over the moon during the television broadcast, just before they read those verses from Genesis, they spoke of their impressions of what they saw. As they danced around the moon, Borman describes what he was seeing as a vast, lonely, forbidding type of existence of nothing. Not a very inviting place to live. Perhaps compared to that shared existence that Jesus had with the Father and the Spirit in the richness of the eternal dance of God, Borman's words capture something of what lay ahead on earth for the child of Bethlehem. For the world did not recognize him, and his own did not receive him. Back in 1968, the TV show that the crew of Apollo 8 broadcast from lunar orbit was the most watched broadcast of all time. But the coming of Jesus was almost unnoticed. Only a few ordinary folks, family, shepherds, old people welcomed him. And in the sign of what was to come, those in power feared what he might be. Earth was not a welcoming place for the light that was the light of humanity. Jim Lovell, who was the only astronaut to go twice to the moon and never land, looking to get back the second time on Apollo 13, he picked up on Borman's words, describing the moon as a vast loneliness that was awe-inspiring. It makes you realize just what you have back there on Earth. The Earth from here is a grand oasis in the big vastness of space. Majestic, beautiful the Earth seems, yet hanging there in the blackness, it appears lonely and small amidst the vastness of the stars. And despite the teeming millions who live on the earth, loneliness can be an experience we all contend with on our journeys of life. Separation from family and friends made acute by the festivities of Christmas, perhaps loneliness from ourselves, even from God. And yet Jesus steps into this loneliness and this lonely world, a grand oasis for us to drink from and to discover the truth of life. For to all who receive him, to all those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, born of God. The image of Earthrise that Anders took gave us a new perspective upon what it means to be human, apparently small and insignificant in the scheme of the universe. And yet this child, small and insignificant in the schemes of human plans, comes to let us know what our own perceptions and life and the world often fail to tell us, that we are valued and loved by God beyond knowing and beyond imagining. Bill Anders, the crew photographer, he completed the crew's reflections as they spun across the moon. I think the thing that impressed me most was the lunar sunrise and sunsets. These bring out the stark nature of the terrain, and the long shadows brings out the release. A less emotional response than his crew makes, describing the true detail of the lunar surface seen in the low-lying sun and the long shadows it casts. Jesus too, born this night, brings a light that casts a long shadow through the years, revealing truth to those who will see. For the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Tonight, your light rises. In Jesus, the open love of God for you is found. In Jesus, the truth of the fullness of God and the fullness of human life shared with God is seen. Significant, majestic, life that is the life of humanity is come and is for you if you will receive it. This night, remember our first glimpse of earth rise shining in the darkness. This night, God's call to all on the good old earth is earth arise. And know that the light that shines in the darkness, that light is the light that the darkness has not overcome.